Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the fifth day of the octave of Christmas, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, calling in from Footville, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Fall and Rise.
This is a portion of the first reading from the first letter of John. Beloved, I am writing no new commandment to you, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. And yet I do write a new commandment to you, which holds true in him and among you. For the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Those who say they are in the light, yet hate their brother and sister, remain in the darkness. Those who love their brother and sister, remain in the light. And then from the Gospel of Luke, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. The Holy Spirit revealed to Simeon that he would not die until he had seen the Christ of the Lord. Mary and Joseph brought Jesus in, and Simeon says, "Oh, now you can let your servant go in peace, Lord, because your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations." Mary and Joseph were amazed at what was said about Jesus, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted." We are in the season of light. John says, the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. And he says further, anyone who says they are in the light yet hate their sister or brother is still in the darkness. In Luke, Simeon speaks to God saying, "My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations." Yet the words with which Simeon blesses Mary that are the ones sticking with me these days are these: "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted." Fall and rise. Why was that phrase chosen by Luke or by Simeon? More often we read the phrase rise and fall as a structure of narrative, of storytelling. Rise and fall and resolution. What's the difference between rise and fall, and fall and rise? Could the former, rise and fall, be the essence of humanity, and the latter, fall and rise, be the essence of Christ among us, the essence of how we are to live? To rise and fall suggests a bit of egocentricity. You know, pride goeth before the fall, that sort of thing. Whereas with Jesus, with the Christ, we are called to humility and other-centeredness. We are called to help lift others rather than seeking to elevate ourselves. Living in that context is living like Jesus did, and does. And we will rise with him in the fullness of the mystery of God on the last day.